Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on a very special episode of the BCP. And guys, while we are not worthy, please welcome to the show. You know him doing commentary all over here in the Northeast. He's doing great things as well, doing backstage interviews. He's got his own YouTube channel right now, putting out some stellar content. You know him as the voice, ladies and gentlemen. We are not worthy, Mr. Shan Ortiz. Shan, welcome in. How are you, bro?
Thank you guys for having me. This legit is a big deal for me. This is kind of like a check mark. This is a big deal.
I'm sorry that your standards are so low, man. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. We always like to give everyone their flowers here, man. I love working with you because you're so good at what you do. I feel like there's almost like an old school feel to your style of announcing. I think we need some more of that. We also have seen what you did with the backstage interviews. I know you had filled in for me a couple times at Magic, and it wasn't like you were just filling in. You did such a good job with the talent. You did research. You knew the storylines, and you even put like graphics in there. You went the extra mile, man. Just tell us a little bit of your philosophy when it comes to commentary, backstage interviews, and how you set yourself apart, man. Because in my mind, you're a consummate professional.
Well, number one, thank you. Number two, I got to say that a lot of people use the word journalists, especially as a humor point at the commentary booth. But for my money, you know, the only real upcoming journalist right now is you. So thank you.
Stop.
You know, you're launching your site. You're making it a brand. You're doing actual media events. You're not just not there's anything wrong with this because I did it, too. You're not just going to cons, doing an interview like you're trying to make something of yourself. Of your network, of your friends, and I really respect that.
Appreciate that, man. But talk about yourself, and I appreciate that. Talk about you, though. This is handsome.
Now that we can talk about the star of the show.
That's right. That's right. Oh, Vicky's here? No.
That's right. That's totally right. Top 10 best commentary partners I've ever had, Vicky. Even if she's on the second half, she's in the conversation.
She's solid on commentary, and thank you for saying that, man.
You know, she also, you know what it was? She didn't play the wrestler. She was the wrestler. You know, she got into the matches. She didn't have an agenda. She was really selling it from a wrestler standpoint. Real quick, I think that's why, and I'm usually in the minority about this, that's why I like Jesse Ventura's commentary from WCW better than the WWE stuff, because he's giving you that wrestler analytic.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, on May, it's either May 4th or actually May 5th. I'm doing 10 years in the Indies.
Good for you. Congrats.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because the backstage stuff was like a sour note for me for a while.
Really? Yeah, dude, tell me whatever you're comfortable with.
It was. So when I started out, I mean, the landscape of the Indies was very different, obviously, 10 years ago. It's officially, in entertainment standards, the way we refer to a generation in 20 years, in wrestling, it's every 10. You know, the same way we're talking about wrestling now with, obviously, WrestleMania XL that you just covered thoroughly. We were having those same conversations at WrestleMania 30. You know, it's a decade event. You know, you're like, oh, this is the biggest one of all time. It's not just marketing. It's true, because you don't know what happens from decade to decade, right? Be it in life or in business. So when I started in 2014, there were way less companies than there are now, which is not a bad thing. It gives guys more places to work. But if it's the same guys everywhere, different story for another day. When I started, there were less places. I was trained by Mike Morgan and Mike Morgan Jr. at Ace, shadowed by Jay Lethal and William Wyeth.
Awesome.
So when I started, I don't want to say I was the only backstage interviewer, but it was probably, this is the top of my head, if I'm forgetting somebody, please, it's not on purpose. But it was me, David Adams.
Good good crop
There
back then.
might have been a girl at either Hog or the old BWF. But there wasn't many of us because what happened was I wanted to be a commentator, but at that time the commentary booth at Ace was full. It was the OG team of John Harder and Mikey D. And they were a great team. John Harder is literally like a compendium of independent wrestling knowledge. Whatever Fed that was in the tri-state, he worked them. He was heavily involved with WSU. He did the BWO stuff, which without BWO, we don't get Pro Wrestling Magic, which comes up on 9 years this next week.
Yeah.
That came to my mind. Mikey D had been part of Ace on the Sip Street days and all the incarnations of the arena for the most part. But the table was full, but you kind of felt like there was something at the table about that was about to transition. It's just one of those things where you could kind of tell like one or the other was gonna go. John, I don't think John was tired of announcing per se. I think he was tired of wrestling. And John kind of took a break a little bit. He was focusing on his podcast, the Hardway HQ and all that stuff, which was kind of a pave maker for what you and I do now. I mean, you have a real podcast. I got bullshit.
Oh,
But
stop. Stop.
so I started then, so I started doing the backstage interviews. So the same thing that everybody praises Samira for now, and I love Samira. She's killing it and she's everywhere. I was doing that 10 years ago. The reason that it's more known now is because back then it was the DVD era. So all my work was behind a pay window. So if you want to see my backstage interviews, even my commentary, you had to buy a DVD. That was the way indies made offset money back then. So if they had a lower draw, you would hope a DVD would sell, even if it was to the boys. So a lot of my backstage stuff was hidden for years, because you didn't put content on Facebook yet. The internet was kind of just hitting the indies. If you can go that far back, the big thing that did it for the indies was when the hoverboards were a thing. The guy did the Cesaro swing on a hoverboard and that went
Nice.
viral. If you can go that far back, there was of course Sonny Kiss and EC3. Before that, Sonny had a little viral video, but the Sonny Kiss and EC3 thing went viral. There were little things, but the indies and the internet wasn't happening yet. So I was out there amongst my peers, but not on the web 10 years ago. So I started doing the backstage interviews, and then eventually I moved to commentary. When it came to the backstage interviews back then for the DVDs, I had to interview each competitor. So if there were 10 matches on a card,
Oh,
I was doing
wow.
20 promos.
It's a lot.
Not including,
Not everybody's equipped for promos or has promos, you know what I mean? Or sometimes
yeah.
less is more. Like, I
Yeah.
gotcha.
And it was tough because, like, you could tell, and you've done this, right? Like, you could just tell who's, hey, man, I need you for a promo. Oh, okay. Right now, that to me is the giveaway. Like, you don't want to do it, or you're scared, and whatever it is.
And there's nothing against that. Some people aren't comfortable, you know. Everyone has their strengths for sure, man. I get what you're saying though.
Yeah, it's not a shot at anybody, but you can
Right.
always tell, because the same way they got to do their 15 minutes, well, I got to get all you guys in too. That's on me if I don't get you. Your promo might be the one that the promoter needs.
You
Sure, he
should tell
needs
the
his main event.
story.
Exactly. He needed to tell a story. He needed to fill his runtime for his show. If it's a DVD, if it's live, if it's post, oh, what happened to that promo? Oh, that minute. Shit, I got to put a commercial.
And then just piggybacking off what you said, like I've had times because when I started out like doing the backstage interviews, it was like I was like I still feel like I'm new. I still feel like I'm trying to like earn people's respect. Like I feel like it's their world. I'm just living in it. And guys like Vargas and stuff like they stepped up for me right away. They made me feel comfortable. Bruno and Tella, like they're always willing to do it. And then there were some people that like they didn't want to do it or like hey later and there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm taking it personally like oh man like maybe they don't like me, I haven't earned the respect, da, da, da. Like I'm not worthy of this. And then I'd come to find certain people just aren't comfortable doing promos and that's
Yeah.
fine.
I didn't take it personally, but I panicked because
Right.
ultimately it's on me, right? Unfortunately, the promoter most times is not going to say, "What? Hey, Rob, why didn't you do a promo with Cheyenne?" It's going to be, "Cheyenne, why didn't you get the promo with Rob?" So that's kind of where I always have it in my head. And then, some guys are like, oh, what do I say? What do I say? And I'm like, hey, I'm going to ask you a question. You answer it. That's what all the promos were for many, many years. If you can't do that, then you really got to work on it. You know what I mean? But I did that for a lot of years. I didn't really, it's crazy. And I'm sure a lot of people suffered from this. I was strictly an ace guy for a lot of years. Plus, this statement is gonna probably get recorded. This might be your
Your
TikTok
call.
reel.
Your
This
call on
is your
this one,
TikTok
bro.
reel. I'm not gonna say names, but when I started, the indie scene in New York, New Jersey, New York especially, was one of two things. Promoters didn't want to pay for commentary, even if it was 20
Oh.
bucks, because it was part of the budget, right? And I had a unique training. I was trained by a promoter, a producer, and wrestlers. So my learning tree was all of those things. I was learning how to budget a show, book a show, produce a show, and do a show. So plus I had to give Mike 200 bumps because if you joined Ace, you had to train with the wrestlers. So I trained for 5 months.
Wait. So, and not to cut you off, but if correct me if I'm wrong here. So you're saying when it was almost like a pay your dues, even though you were not training to be an active wrestler and you were trained through all this things to take. Oh, that's a different time. I don't know
Adam,
how I feel about that.
Kerr and I gave Mike Morgan 200 bumps on the same day. Ask him.
Oh, wow.
Big
Wow.
Kerr. And I
Yeah.
did the 200 because Kerr and I, he's one of my best friends in the
I
business.
love
And
Kerr. What a great dude. Love Kerr.
we hit it off so quick. We hit it off so quick. You got to see us. I joke and I say, I'm little him, he's big me.
Yeah, I
You
like
know?
that. Yeah. Love
Just
Kerr.
have the shorter hair. So, yeah, I gave my 200 bumps in solidarity with Kerr. Like, hey man, you could do this, because as big as you are, 200 bumps a concession, it'll get you. So, the New York scene at the time, guys didn't want to pay for commentary, whether it
Oh
was 20
boy.
bucks or whatever it was you were charging. And back then I was charging like 20 bucks because to me, as long as I got to the show and got home, I was good.
Right.
Because back then a regular hamburger Mickey D's was still 89 cents. So if I
There you
got 20
go.
bucks, I was pretty rich.
Get a couple burgers. There you go.
Yeah, so I was good, there's McDonald's almost everywhere. So then the guys that had commentary, they blocked you.
Like
They blocked you.
in terms of like you're on the come up, you obviously have talent, and it's
Yeah.
almost threatening kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was
That's a
that
shame.
because back then the color guy was usually in the New York scene like a wrestler or a manager. It was, oh, just put Rob with somebody. It was very much like that when I started.
Right.
Especially for New York, like these what you have now with these dedicated teams, like the three guys of Magic, and I don't want to be rude because I only know one of the names off the top of my head, so I don't want to discredit anyone.
Yeah.
Like the guys at Magic, me and Mikey D at Ace, oh my gosh, Shadow Wrestling guys for BWF, Alphonse with whoever he's at over at SSW. That was not a thing 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it
The
was.
yeah, like the steady commentary, that brand identity, like you're the voice of my promotion. 10 years ago, no, that
So
wasn't a thing.
let's put a positive spin on it. Do you feel, because you said you've been doing this for 10 years, do you feel obviously that it's improved? And also, do you kind of have that like, hey, doors open, like I'll give you an opportunity for the
Yes,
next guy coming up?
I do. I do. I've met a lot of commentators that I never met before. I met by name and reputation. I only know them by name and reputation. I've said this to you the last time I saw you, and then it's like, oh yeah, hey man, how are you? I'm there like, oh wow, such and such. It's so nice to finally meet you. Yeah, that's right. Bathroom's down the hall, type of stuff. And I get it. It's all professional. Nobody knows the other guy's a person. It's all professional. I don't even want to say jealousy. It's more like professional guarding. But, yeah, I do think if nothing else, right? It's free to be nice, but I don't let nobody sun me. I give everybody a
Yes.
handshake. You know what I'm saying?
Very important.
Like,
And not to cut you off, I love the way that you said that, man. And again, like I've been very lucky, man. Like I still feel like I'm earning people's respect, but at the
yeah,
same
you
time,
always are in the business.
and I love that you said that. When you if you talk to me a certain way or something, and especially if you're not the boss of the company or blah blah blah,
yeah,
then it's kind of like I'm gonna push back. And you know me, man, I don't have problems with nobody. But again, it's a circus sometimes. I'm grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for people like you. And even with the journalism thing, I was warned, like, hey, there's gonna be a lot of people. They don't want you coming up. They don't, you know, they see, they'll shake your hands, but they don't want you coming up. Everyone's been great. Like, everyone's been fantastic, but I'm still careful. You know what I mean? You gotta be professional.
You gotta
be at the same time, man. You gotta stay in your lane and handle your business.
Yeah, like I come in, I shake everybody's hand and I do business. And if you're sitting at the table with me, I was at a show. I'll say this because this Fed went out of business and neither one of the guys ended up staying in the business. So I'll say, and I don't know their name, so I'm being nice about it. Right before the pandemic, I hooked up with a promoter. They ran about 3 shows and I got hired to do commentary. And then I get to the show. I got hired to do ring announcing and then to coach the commentators. And these guys were new. They never done wrestling before. They had a podcast. They were still in college. Okay. And it was 2 guys. One was so friendly, so welcoming. And the other guy did not want no part of it. It's his first show. And he straight said, he didn't know that I was behind him, but he straight said to his partner, the nicer guy, he said, yo, we don't need no help from this guy. Who's he? He's never been anywhere. He's not on TV. And he's only been doing this, you know, a couple of years. We got this. Then come to find out, they didn't know anybody's names, finishes, you know, they're hitting like, oh my gods, and what a maneuvers and things like that. And it's like, I get it. You want to make your own way and you want to build that path, but you don't have to do it with fire.
Yeah, I get it, man.
I've had like stuff like that, you know, obviously the blocking and stuff like that. You know, it hasn't been easy.
It feels like there's a chip on the shoulder. It feels like there's a little chip on the shoulder.
There is a chip on my shoulder because I don't think I'm the best commentator. I don't. Out of my contemporary, because if I ask you, you're going to say it's such and such.
I told you out of the gate exactly how I felt, and I will stand by. But
it's like, okay, but if 10 guys are in a room and who's your favorite wrestler, you're not going to get the same answer. Yeah. So to me, that's my logic. The answer is from your peers. It's got to be unanimous. Of your contemporaries, it's a different story. Do I think I'm the best? No. I think I'm the most professional. I'll say that. It's 10 years later. I've met almost everyone. Yeah, I'll go that far. Out of all the commentators I've met, interacted with by comparison, maybe I'm the most professional. Maybe. I'll go that far. I come in with the suit. I try not to wear the same thing twice. I got that Ric Flair syndrome. I got a nice handshake for a little dude. I got my notes. I got a pen that actually works, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? But it's subjective, right? And there's now 10 years later, to put it on a positive note, now there's so many commentators. And to be fair, most are good.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. And I appreciate you opening up and sharing all that, man. Like I said, out of the gate, man, I feel like there's something very professional and old school about you. Even the tone in your voice, man, it adds a lot to just the pace, you know, how you build and come down and all that. I feel like that's sometimes that's a lost art, man. And you knock that out of the park every time, man. But thank you for sharing all that, man. Especially on here, man, you're giving me sound bites already. But I got to ask you this, Cheyenne. Let's put it over. Queen of the North, we got it coming up. I believe you'll be on lead, right? You'll be on the call for that.
So breaking news, I am suspended from BCW for this show for laughing at AJ Pan for being.
Well, I laugh at AJ Pan all the time.
Well, I know. But he needs the coverage. So he suspended me for one show because of when I laughed a lot when Journey Burke kicked him. It was so great.
Oh, is there an issue? Can we patch this in here? I would love.
You can patch it in. It's all over. Michael J. Putty, my man, he's judging the crap out of me when the governor gets kicked. It's great. His beard and the hair dye's all crooked. It was awesome.
Oh boy. Well, I'll leave it at this way. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, we're gonna, you know, we're butts and seats. Let's talk about the show a little bit. So you're not gonna be there?
I won't be a Queen of the North,
Come on.
unfortunately. Alyssa will be taking over there. She does what? Beyond Wrestling or Wrestle Open. She's the link.
Marino?
Marina, yes,
She's
Marina.
fantastic. She's
She's
fantastic. That's
awesome.
awesome. All right.
She's awesome. She'll be on lead. Of course, Samira will be handling your backstage interview duties. And of course, Michael J. Putty bringing you all the coverage because watching Michael, Mark Schwann as well, but Mark Schwann's becoming more of an on-air personality. Michael J. Putty becoming a commentator has been wonderful. He's really blossomed into it.
Oh yeah, shout out all those guys and they're doing a great job. That being said, no disrespect to anyone else, but can I petition this? Can I write a letter to management? I don't always agree with
I would
AJ Penn.
love
That
for you to
guy
do that.
is
I would love for you to do that, but I am suspended. I am persona non grata from the building for one show.
the worst.
Yes, he is.
Oh, AJ causing trouble already. Well, let's talk about this, man. I guess you're not going to be there, but obviously, and let's be real, we all know who the queen of BCW is. I'm just going to leave it at that. We all know who that is. With
I'm
that
not gonna
being
lie, the measuring stick in BCW, I'll give you this one. I'm not gonna be there, but
please,
I'll give you
please.
the analytics. The measuring stick right now at BCW is Vicious Vicky. From a
Soundbite.
female talent standpoint, the only person right now that's coming close, and she hasn't been around, gotta say it, Christina Marie.
I feel it. I want to
It's a
push
matter of
back.
time, right?
They've never locked up. I mean, they've never locked up one on one. It's never
Ever?
happened.
Anywhere?
It's been close. It's been close a few times.
Okay.
I think Christina jumped her at a couple shows. They've tagged together.
Yes.
And I could be wrong on this, but I believe they've never locked up one on one.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to book it. And I'll be real, Christina, and respectfully, she scares me, man, because she's riding that wave just like Vicky, man. And I feel like if
Yeah.
anyone could do it, it's her. But we have a lot of great competition. I think Mimi's involved. There's so many
Yeah.
great ladies involved. Queen of the
Yeah,
North.
for
Is
this one
anyone
we
you got
got
your eye on? Yeah,
Notorious
please.
Mimi, oh gosh, Blonde Force Trauma's back on this show. Another female talent to watch, Harleen Lopez. From the promos to her powerlifting to her in-ring work, she trains at least 4 days a week. I think she did five shows Mania Week plus two seminars. Awesome. Harleen Lopez is another one to watch. Journey Burke gets better with every match, and it's another one. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Emily J is on the come up, man.
They all are. It's a great field, guys. Again, it's going to be a shameless promo this Saturday. I don't know why Shane's not going to be there. I'm very upset about that. Come
Yes,
on,
I'm
AJ
not. Yeah.
Penn. It's going to be this Saturday at the Mecca, Richfield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now. BCW, April 20th, Queen of the North, and I think the Vicious One is defending against a friend of the show, Angel Metro, who we love.
That's right. Angel Metro, who
Should be good.
also is a great female competitor. She's also a mainstay at WOW, right?
Yeah, wow. I believe she's the current champion still. I'm not caught up on the
Still.
last show, but I believe still. So
Yeah.
she's doing
And then
great things.
you could talk to me about ECWA. I'm going to be doing all the backstage
Please.
duties at Pretzelmania, where
That's
it will
amazing.
be Pretzelmania, the king of the carbs, the leader of the sodium, Pretzelmania, Pretzelmania 6, I believe,
Will there be
at the dugout.
pretzels?
Of course, at the dugout, hosted by the Backyarders, Rockwell, Abs, the Pit Bull, the Large Father, those guys. I really love that locker room. It's very communal. Everybody there wants to top the other. It's the right mindset. So I'll be at ECWA for WrestleMania 6. I just covered the Super 8, which has over 20,000 streams right now, I think, between YouTube and Premiere, which is wild.
Darius did it again, bro. He did it
Yeah,
again.
so and Darius history, right? History making. And it's gonna be for Big Red, Darius Carter, the champion, and this year's ECWA Super 8 winner, taking on former ECWA Super 8 winner and former world champion, Joey Ace, the five-star stud himself, an extremely emotional main event for Pretzelmania, the Sultan of Sodium, Pretzelmania 6, ECWA.
I love it, man. Very well said. It's like you've done this before.
Little
I
bit.
gotta,
And then May
yeah,
25th,
please.
you can catch me for Ace Pro Wrestling Anarchy, one of the staple events. And just announced that huge main event, Ace Heavyweight Champion Rick Recon defends for the first time ever against your boy, the Dominican Destroyer, Vargas.
Vargas, yeah, my best friend over there. And you
Yeah.
mentioned Vargas. You know, I said he was one of the first people to kind of help me out when I was backstage. Now you mentioned coming up with like Jay Lethal, who I've heard nothing but great things about, man.
Great
Was there
guy.
anyone when you started out that kind of you know, because you said you had to take the bumps and all that. That sucks,
Yeah.
dude. But was there anyone that was like really there for you, or a couple people that's like, hey, like, welcome. You know, I'll do the first interview with you, or I'll take you under my wing, or I'll make you feel like an equal out of the gate.
Yeah, before he passed away, Mike Jr. really had my back.
Oh, wow.
We were best friends, and it sucks because I only got to know him 6 months before he died. It was a tragedy. So Mike Jr. had my back really early on. I got lucky because I made Jay laugh hysterically the first night I met him. I interviewed Jay on my second podcast run, what, the night before or maybe 2 nights before he became world champion for Ring of Honor. He was in the middle of that television title run, that history maker. That first crop of guys at Ace really had my back, like Mike Lewis, who kind of was the trailblazer for us all. He was the manager, he was the commentator at Ace. Then he became the manager. And then he had like two of the hottest factions in the Indies between Ace, JP, and all those feds. Like he managed two of the hottest factions in the tri-state at the time for the 2000s era. Mikey D, one of my best friends. And then for the later generation, me and Kerr are like this. You know, he's my buddy. You say his name, you always get a different facial expression or reaction. Cade Lothbrok, he's always got my back. Breaking news on this week's episode of the following conversation scheduled for one fall. The most polarizing figure in the tri-state area, my buddy, Old Pink himself, TJ Marconi, and I talk one-on-one for the first time on a podcast in 10 years, and I am not holding back on asking him about a ton of stuff.
He won't hold
But I've been
back
lucky.
either. Yeah.
I've been lucky. I've got some great friends. You know, Sean Carr is a good friend of mine, and of course, my relationship with Mike Morgan, while it requires heavy therapy and medication, is second to none.
Fair
And
enough.
William Wyatt, because then he's gonna listen to this and be like, "Hey, bitch, what about me?"
Oh man. Oh, you gotta get your stuff in for
Gotta
sure.
get him in.
I'll ask you this, man. You're doing the YouTube channel, and thank you for like all the kind words and the shout outs, man. And again, like you're highlighting everybody else, man. Even in this podcast, like you're giving everyone else their flowers, man. I appreciate that. But you have this the following conversation. You kind of have, I believe this is newer for you. I know you've done
Yeah.
podcasts, but in terms of the YouTube channel and all that, just tell us kind of like your mission statement with this thing. You know how the wrestlers come, they have their mission statements, their
Yeah.
story arcs. You know, Cody capture the title that my father never
Yeah.
did. What's kind of your mission statement with this whole thing?
Well, you know, with the following conversation schedule one fall available on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your podcast, youtube.com/CheyenneTheVoice for subscribing. And I have Cash App. The mission statement was this. I felt like no one would. So, like on your show, for example, you're on to promote. It's kind of like a talk show. Hey, this week you're in the main event. Why don't you come on, hype the show up, tell me about your feud and this and that. And you'll get somebody like Bruno. You'll get a Kerr, this person, that person. They're talking about the moment. But there's a lot of people that we don't know their story. And I'm 10 years in and I was doing the car rides right before the pandemic and obviously after. So to go back a little bit, there were a lot of people that I feel like weren't getting interviewed that had great stories. So I would sit and talk with Gino Caruso at ECBW, and he has so many stories of so many guys that have passed through that he knows, that he's trained, that he's worked with. I mean, he was one of Jimmy Snuka's best friends. He was like his son. He got to work with Bruno Sammartino when he was promoting here in the New York scene for many years. He actually got to work David Sammartino. So talking with Gino, I was like, not for nothing, no one is poaching this brain. And that kind of made me like, well, who else is nobody talking to, or who else is nobody asking the right questions? We all have stories. So I'm a big TV and media guy. So the mission statement, if you will, is I wanted to do inside the actor studio for indie wrestling.
Oh, I like that.
That was what I wanted to do. And that's the only reason I do it on YouTube also. So you get the audio component. If you watch the program, you know that I give you the big introduction at the beginning, a la James Lipton on the Inside the Actors show. And then I don't want to do the questionnaire at the end. and be too corny and too rip-offy. But that's the mission statement of the following conversation is to do Inside the Actor Studio for Indie Wrestlings. I want your stories. I want your best matches. I want to hear about your training because nobody gets trained the same, even if you're at the same school. I want to hear about your philosophy on promos. I don't want to talk current. I don't want to talk WWE stuff, rather, because not all of us make it. Not all of us make it. And that was something that I stressed on a couple different episodes. Like, not all of us make it to TV. Some of us are fortunate enough to make money in this business. Some of us are fortunate enough to be known across the country. Some of us get contracts. Some of us become stars. Some of us become immortal. I mean, I literally interviewed MJF for 2 years. I interviewed Sonny. I have called more Sonny matches than Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Excalibur. Give or take, if you really think about it. Because I called Sonny's 3-4 year run at Ace, and that was, you know, more matches than he got on TV, depending on the year. So I called his last match in New Jersey. So, like, stuff like that. You know, I just wanted to get into people's minds about pro wrestling and expose them in a proper way and put them on a platform like, hey, this is safe. Let's talk about your journey. Let's talk about your matches, who you want to wrestle. Not this, oh, you know, that guy's ducking me. Like, no, why do you want to wrestle Azrael? Why do you want to wrestle Dan Moff? Why do you think you should wrestle Dan Moff? So I wanted to really get a symposium almost as a podcast.
I love that you said that inside the actor's studio, man. I was just watching the one with the Simpsons voice cast. So that was,
oh, what a good episode that is.
So good, man. You know the deal, yeah, man. That's why we appreciate you, man. And keep killing it with that, yeah, guys. Do you want people to reach out to you? Or are you trying to kind of pick your guests as you go along?
I usually reach out to everybody, but if you want to come on, it's ask Rob. Rob will tell you. Cause Rob owes me a date.
Yes, sir.
So Vicky, order out. You know, nice. Basically I film Mondays and Tuesdays, nice, and some Wednesdays, and you know, you can come on. I aim for an hour, and if you can't do an hour, trust me, I'll get it out of you. I do think I'm like the Ric Flair podcast. I'll get you those 60 minutes. I'll get you through, kid.
Nice.
Yeah. And then show wise, you can catch me. I won't be at BCW. It is what it is. I'm suspended.
Super bummed.
But I will be at Pretzelmania. And of course, Ace Pro Wrestling Anarchy, my home fed. Can't speak about it enough. We got another match announcement coming, which I'm going to upload in a couple minutes. And, you know, to go, you know, to put it on a positive, in case we're wrapping up, if not, you could ask me a thousand questions.
No, I got a couple more, but do your thing, bro.
Here's one piece of advice I want to give all commentators.
Please, I could use it.
Here's half of them are going to disagree. It's not about you. It's about the ring. You as a commentator will get over if you get the story over. You can call every move. You can play every video game. You can know all the moves all the way back to the Super Nintendo days. It's about telling stories and facilitating the stories that are in front of you. That's what it's about. Now, a lot of times, commentators are unfortunately in for themselves. They want to be too gimmicky. It's about them. They get pushed once on a show by a guy, and they're talking about that 5 years later. Oh, that time he pushed me in 1977. Nobody gives a shit. It's about facilitating the story and the guys. And look, it's indie wrestling. We don't have the luxury of WWE and TV wrestling where every match is great. I know some of the matches on the indies are tough to dig deep and try to sell, but do the best you can. Yes, commentary can make or break a match, but some things I do believe are unsavable. But with that being said, if you can facilitate what's happening in the ring, you'll be okay.
I love that. And thank you for sharing that, man. It's like, before I used to play in bands and play since I was 16, playing on the stages, yeah, and stuff. And that's when I really went nuts. You know, that's where I'm most comfortable, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I feel like with commentary, a lot of times, and this is like a fault of my own. Like I see it like, if a match kind of feels like a lull, I'll kind of lull. And then if it's, yeah, a big match, I'll come up. And yeah, I'm trying to get myself, you know, I listen back to my stuff and I'm like, you know, like I really need to bring more energy. I was in a band, shout out with my buddy Max, and it didn't matter if we were playing a sold out venue or there were two people, yeah, in the room. Like he just played like like he played, you know, man. It
and it's tough.
110%.
And then, like, if you have the sold out, if you have a sold out venue and a lull of a match, well, that energy you got for the opener isn't charging you up either.
Yeah.
So it's that's why booking and, you know, scheduling is so important too. You know, you can't, you know, not everybody could be the main event. Now, if everybody goes out there and does the main event, that's different. You know, to try to upscale everybody, but it's tough. And, like, real quick, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I was a student reporter for Scholastic Magazine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for Scholastic Magazine. I did that for, I think, altogether 3 years. And I covered the 2004 election. I did that. I was massively involved in hosting all the shows in my high school, so I had a stage presence then. This is my third podcast now. You know, I have TV and production experience, which, you know, I don't like to tout because I'm not on there, you know, but you gotta, like, experience wise, especially if you have it, you just gotta, like, it's gonna sound funny, churn your own butter. You know, you just gotta, like, pump out that battery sometimes, you know, because again, you're not gonna get that 3 minute match that's gonna be more exciting than the 12 minute match the two guys wrestle for themselves. You just gotta sell whatever's in the ring. WWE, it's much easier, right? Because everything is, it's perfect. Everything in WWE is filet mignon. In the indies, well, some of it's chopped cheese, some of it's, you know, a New York strip, and some of it's, well, I'm not eating that, you know? So you got to really sell the plate, you know?
I appreciate you sharing that. It's almost like we're having like a commentary, like the seminar. Yeah. And that's interesting. I found myself at one point being a journal, like when I was doing commentary, like I was almost critiquing. And again, like I listen.
Oh,
like,
that's an interesting approach, though.
Yeah, but I don't think it does anyone any favors. Like, okay. Cause I'm, you know, cause I used to review these shows and all that. And every once in a while, I find myself critiquing a match as opposed to calling it, and then I would listen back, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's not the right direction. Like, if I'm reviewing it, completely different. But if I'm
of course.
But you live, you learn, man. Even talking to you, like I'm learning a few things, man. I gotta ask you this, Cheyenne. You kind of touched on it a little bit, man, but, and not to be cliche, but what are the goals, man? Because I can tell you're very passionate about this. I can tell you've been through this circus, man, for 10 years. You know, I'm still learning, you know, where to work, where not to work, who to work with. You know, it really is a circus, man, and I'm just thankful for so many people. But what are the goals for you, man? Is it just pro wrestling-based goals? Because you mentioned TV background. I could see you being a great, like, news anchor too, man. What are the goals moving forward?
Well, believe it or not, the one thing that hindered me was I didn't go to college. I didn't. And for a lot of years, especially because, and this is knowledge, you know, you got to tiptoe around what you say because you want a job, but I hope I'm saying this the right way. For a lot of years, WWE would hire someone, to your point, a news anchor for like New York One before a wrestling guy because they had TV experience. But they wouldn't hire an indie wrestling guy because they just figured, oh, this guy has no experience in front of a camera, doesn't know how to read copy, doesn't know count-ins and stuff like that, or VOs. But some of us do. So the idea of that this guy has the TV experience, we could teach him the wrestling, as opposed to he knows the wrestling but not the TV. So I think that hindered me at the beginning of my career. Plus, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't take me at my rookie year at 24, 25. I wouldn't. Not everybody's Randy Orton. Not everybody's MJF. I knew MJF. MJF was the same MJF 10 years ago, but now he's just turned up to 1,000. So, like, not everybody's like that in their rookie year. Me now, yeah, I think I'm worth a job, worth a look. That's the best way to put it. But the goal, yeah, look, I'd be lying to you. It's cliche. Everybody said it to you. Alphonse, this person, that person. I want to be a commentator for TV wrestling. It's that simple. WWE, Impact, AEW, I have a price. It's not that high. I'm very affordable, and it's mostly to cover my chicken wing habit. That's about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Jay Lethal said something one time that changed my perspective. My goal was never to be on TV. And the whole, he was doing a seminar. The whole place looked like, what are you talking about? He goes, my goal was to make a living off of wrestling. He's like, I was at an era where guys were able to live off working on the weekends. And I was doing that for a little bit. Then I got on TV. Then I got the experience. Then I got contracts. And I was able to live off wrestling. I haven't had a job in almost 20 years, he told me.
Wow. Wow.
So my perspective changed. Now, a commentator, for the most part, unless you're like Joseph Dombrowski over there at MLW or whatever, who's also awesome, can't do that, ultimately. Can't live off of the indies. Unless you're probably Joe or somebody, you know, unless Jim Ross did the indies tomorrow, nobody's going to pay a commentator the same they would a Zack Ryder or Matt Cardona, rather. You know what I mean? So that's tough to do. So the goal for me would be television. But there's smaller goals that I have too. I would like to be on Premiere. I haven't done that yet.
Have
I've
you
been on
reached
Fight.
Out?
So this is going to sound strange.
Well,
I don't.
And again, I don't want to dig too deep. That's between you and them, but
no,
you should.
I don't know who to reach out to at Premiere openly.
I got you.
Number one.
I got you.
Number two, so when ECWA does the live stream, my stuff comes on in post. Because you don't want to lose those live viewers. Obviously, you don't want to take the video down. It's bad for your Fed. So you see my stuff once the cooldowns hit. What's the term? Once the water stopped percolating, you see all of my stuff in the ether. Because I've worked Fight. Obviously, I've done IWTV. I've done iPay-per-views where people host it on their own sites. Facebook Live, this live, that live, live. I've done all that stuff. But yeah, like Premiere, give it time. And like Premiere is going to be a really big game changer for indie wrestling for one specific reason. Do you know what that is?
I'll go. You tell me.
In Premiere is on gaming consoles. So now if you're a guy like me, yeah, of course, now we have smart TVs, but all my apps are on my console. Like IWTV is not like that. I don't think Fight is either. So you're giving me indie wrestling at the same scale as Peacock. That's a big deal. Yes, the numbers are apples and oranges, but the availability is the same farm.
Interesting.
That's
yeah.
my logic on
and it. They just changed their platform a little bit too. So that's interesting, man. Yeah, I got some names. I'll shoot.
I also can tell you that you get better analytics from Premiere than IWTV. Like the same YouTube analytics that you and I get. Premiere gives you the same depth. IWTV not so much, from what I've been told. Not to trash anybody. So yeah, that's a goal. What other goals are there that I'd like
to
have?
Is it all pro wrestling based? That's
the
dream.
For the most part, there's a couple. I'd like to do a one-man show, like an open mic type of thing. I'd like to do one. I just don't know when. All right, I'll give you – I'm writing a book.
Are you really?
I am.
Interesting. Like a memoir or like
– it's my take on a – it's kind of like – my version of the Hardcore Diaries.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but
why am I a little scared?
Oh, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't
okay.
be.
Okay. Okay.
It's not. I mean, as you could tell, I'm very like, look, I could have came on here and burned like a dozen people, and I didn't.
That's not what we do. No.
Yeah. Like you know, I'm very. I mean, I'm very political, very respectful.
Right.
And plus, like, why hold on to that shit?
Yeah.
You know, like that
you don't
was
move
the
forward.
Era.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta move forward. It's corny, you know, but you gotta keep on stepping. Yeah. Now I'm going to be like super unprofessional and step out of the shot to charge my laptop.
No,
but yeah,
dude,
they're mostly,
you're good, bro.
They're mostly wrestling based goals. That would be it. I really would like, a big thing for me is it's happening. I just can't tell you when because we haven't decided, but I would love for my home Fed Ace Pro Wrestling to do a live internet show. I feel like as a show, Ace Pro Wrestling doesn't get its flowers. I think Ace celebrates its 20th or 21st year this year.
Wow. Wow.
You know, it's my home Fed. So the same way people feel about ECBW, about Magic, about ISPW, I feel that way about Ace. And I feel like a disservice we're doing to ourselves is not utilizing these platforms.
Fair enough.
So I really would like to do and handle the first live stream of Ace of the Modern Era. So that's a goal. I also want to do the next live show that I do for anybody, be it BCW, whomever. I would like to do the intermission and do the whole show straight. So I want to do a commentary booth, a panel, be it with me and my partner or with wrestlers, whomever, and do the whole show Broadway, no intermission.
Ooh, okay. You got some ideas there. I like it, Chad. Yeah. Some great goals too, man. Yeah, please.
And that's pretty much it. You know, I don't have the desire to wrestle. I had my stint managing right before the pandemic and it was fun, but when COVID and everything shut down with wrestling, I didn't miss managing. I just miss wrestling and telling stories. Cause right before the pandemic, going back to that story with the rude commentators, that was when I was starting to branch out. That was when I was starting to like leave the nest and do other feds besides Ace. So when the pandemic hit, everything shut down and I just missed wrestling. So I'm just thankful to be here still.
Yeah, man. You know? And you do a stellar job. Cheyenne, before we get out of here, man, you know we're all about the shameless self-promotion here on the BCB. Tell them about the channel. Tell them about, I mean, you told them all the shows you have, but tell them about the socials. Everyone can follow you if you got any merch, all that good stuff, bro.
Well, I'm going to be launching a T Public store in the next couple months, so be on the lookout for that. I got two logos already made. I want to give you guys some options. It's either going to be T Public or Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm trying to see who gives me the better brother deal. You know, trying to, you know, avoid that 1099. You know what I'm saying, brother? So I got that coming up. And of course, you can catch me linktree.com/ShineTheVoice. All of my socials are there, are available to you in the drop downs, of course. On YouTube, it's youtube.com/ShineTheVoice. Instagram, ShineTheVoice. If I'm not mistaken, it's Cheyenne_ on X or Twitter, depending on what you call it these days. I have a Facebook fan page. Feel free to go on there. And of course, the following conversation is scheduled for one fall. My podcast is available wherever you listen to your podcast. And my original podcast, the For Life podcast, is available via the archives on Spotify.
Take it, man. It's like you've done this before. Cheyenne, I was going to say, I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday. I don't know what's AJ Pan. What are we doing here? I'm very upset about this.
I know.
I'll see you down the road, man. I'm so sorry. But thank you for a few minutes. Continued success, bro, man. I'm going to miss you on Saturday.
I am. I'm going to miss you too. I really can't thank you enough for having me on. This is a big goal. And, you know, really, you are a real trailblazer. Because I want to be on TV. I want to be this. I want to be that. You wanted to be a journalist. And that's a much more legitimate goal than a lot of guys, you know, and you're not out there saying, oh yeah, I interviewed somebody 2 weeks ago at a con and now I'm going to wait for that. No, you're out there doing it. You want this to be your profession. And I got so much respect for you, man. Keep at it.
Likewise, man. Two-way street. And I appreciate that, man. I just started dating Vicky and then stuff started. I'm just riding coattails, brother. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you for a few minutes. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out.
All right, guys.
The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the English Town Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy, Kelvin, only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiawis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW general manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/From the Left Side with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Conor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Conor's Cure, with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact johnalbasfc@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.